You're listening to The Gnomes Are Alive.
Hello, hello, hello. This is famed reporter Tobias Merton bringing you an exclusive interview with even more famed reporter Jenna Torres. Yes, the same Jenna Torres who has been on the couch all afternoon staring at the ceiling. She's been wearing the same Hello Kitty pajamas for 3 days. She's got a little bit of mustard on her chin and her hair actually has a comb stuck in it. But between you and me, she's kind of rocking the look. Jenna, you haven't gone out reporting in 3 days, is that correct?
Yeah.
I see. What is the reason for your recent retirement?
Being the worst.
What? You're the best reporter ever.
I'm not even officially a reporter anymore. I got fired. Now I'm a freelance journalist.
You're better than a reporter. You're an artist, unappreciated in her time.
That's such horned cow feces.
Okay, I get that you don't curse, but sometimes the things you say instead are more disturbing than actual curse words.
I should have been a cow wrangler. Cows can never be disappointed in you. Cows can never call you crazy. They're just impressed that you can make more sounds than moo.
But Jenna, you are on the verge of uncovering a massive conspiracy. This is just like Watergate. You can't stop now. Now tell me, who was it who discovered Lavaster Labs' project is meant to eliminate targets?
Me.
That's right. And who was it that discovered Quorium has unearthly abilities?
Me, but you heard them all. They said I'm crazy. And maybe I am crazy. Maybe all those things can be explained away after all.
Are you kidding me? How do you explain the biting sandwiches?
Well, sometimes when your sandwich is really spicy...
Oh my gosh. Then what about the screaming raindrops?
Mayor Mulweather said it was just a new type of storm we had never seen before, one that hits so hard that the raindrops sound like they're screaming. He would know. His name is Mulweather.
Come on. That guy's just denying all the weird things happening to cover his own butt.
But maybe he's right. And as for the garden gnomes, they probably aren't even alive.
Please, I know these gnomes are alive. They've been throwing rocks through the windows all day.
They've been what?
Never mind. Look, you're letting those liars make you doubt yourself. Look at this. That's right. There are mushrooms growing on my chin. Just like Paisley said, they used to be too small to notice, but now they're huge. I keep trying to shave them, but I don't know which tool to use. But anyway, they're real. Plain as day. Here, poke them. That's right. Even my face knows something weird is going on here. But you know who knew it first? Jenna Torres, master reporter. And who are you?
An unemployed person who has been hallucinating the garden gnomes in the front yard.
No. Who are you?
Jenna Torres.
I can't hear you.
Jenna Torres.
I still can't hear you.
You mean I can't even get hype properly?
I know what'll lift your spirits. A song. Let me get my trash bag.
I'm gonna cry.
Of joy!
If you're going to get a trash bag, go ahead and use it to put me where I belong. The trash.
Oh, come on, Jen. Sure, the town thinks you're a joke, and the garden gnomes are breaking the windows, and Mayor Mulweather denounced your work in his speech yesterday.
What?
Oh, you didn't know about that last part?
Ugh.
Well, forget about it. Forget about it. None of that matters.
You're right, Tobias. None of it matters. So just let it go.
Fine. Then I guess I'll just smash this tape recorder then.
What?
Better yet, I think I'll rip out the tape with my teeth and then throw it in the microwave, like this.
No, wait, don't do that.
Why not? You just said none of it matters, to go ahead and forget about it.
I still don't want you to break the recorder. All that hard work.
It's not like you're going to do anything with it. I might as well.
Stop it.
You'll have to get off that couch and take it from me.
Ugh, fine.
Nah, 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 nah. Did you just smack me with a pillow?
Yeah, I did. Now give me the recorder.
Ah, so you do think it still has value?
To me? I don't know if it matters to anyone else, though.
It matters to at least one other person. Me. I think you should check the news, Jen. There's something you should hear about.
Oh, no. It hurts too much to see employed reporters.
You're listening to Channel News Update. Gary Gilbert was checked into the local hospital this morning with serious injuries, including the loss of his right arm.
What?
Authorities found Gilbert wandering the streets in the wee hours of the morning and rushed him to the hospital upon finding him. Gilbert appeared to be in a delusional state and was unable to answer questions about his recent whereabouts. He is now in the hospital recovering from his injuries.
This is wild! Wherever he's been, I'm sure it was with River Lavaster.
That's right. And if you don't ask him about it, no one will. And no one will ever know what crazy things he's seen. Even if you don't believe in yourself. Believe in the story.
Give me that recorder, Tobias. We're going to talk to Gary.
Woo! Jenna Torres is back on the case.
But first I should probably get changed.
Thanks for listening. Maybe one day we'll steal your voice and force it to act for us too. If you like what you heard, please remember to support this podcast by sharing it with all your favorite people, including Talking Garden Gnomes. For a full list of credits, please visit our website, which can be found in our bio. Until next time,
the gnomes are alive.